It's Friday, news listeners, and it is time for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It is the 9th of June, 2023. We've got the best in tech that's been going on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, we've been hearing for a little while now about Instagram's answer to Twitter, but that's all we've been doing, hearing about it. Now, that all changed thanks to a little leakage online. Now, we don't know if this was on purpose, but during a company-wide meeting on Thursday, the Meta Chief Product Officer, Chris Cox, he went ahead and just showed off the UI mock-ups of the new Instagram's social platform, aka their answer to Twitter. It was actually showed off to the assembled employees. And from there, it leaked online. We did get a little bit more of the leakage that did come out online. We do know it's going to be a standalone program, and it will be based on Instagram and integrating ActivityPub. And those leaked images, they included a shot of a secure sign-in screen, the main feed, which, it looks a lot like Twitter. And we also seen the reply screen. Now, of course, we don't know when it's going to be available for public release. We don't even know if there's any beta going on. But judging by these screenshots, something must be happening. Now, staying with what's going on over there at Meta, we're now hearing that Meta, they're going to stick AI in everything. Oh, don't that sound fun? But we're getting our first little taste of what they're going to be doing with AI, and guess what? It involves stickers. Yeah, stickers. These apparently are AI-generated stickers. And of course, you'll be seeing these stickers in Messenger. Now, we're hearing that Meta will leverage its image generation model, so it can let users create stickers based on text prompts. Actually, employees will be the first to do this test before you and I have any access to it. Now, with these generated AI stickers, users can have a lot more options for self-expression. They could go on to have cultural representations, even something that may be currently trending. All Meta went on to say after that was, the stickers? Yep, they're the tip of the iceberg. And I certainly hope so. Stickers should be, just right on the tip. We'll have to wait and see what else they got in this big chunk of ice. And finally, are you a fan of the Blue Mic brand? Actually, I am. Great sounding microphones. And you might remember Logitech went ahead and bought the brand. And now Logitech's gonna kill it. Now, this all harks back to 2017. That's when Logitech bought a gaming headset maker, Astro. That's for $85 million. Then a year later, they bought the Blue Microphones brand for $177 million. Well, now Logitech says, let's merge some brands here. The Logitech G brand for the gamers and streamers, and Astro, even though it will continue, the Blue brand, it's gone. Now, apparently, they're going to be keeping the Yeti brand, but they're going to move that under the Logitech G. Yes, for the gamers. In a tweet sent out, Logitech G said that the Blue name, however, that will be used to describe our technologies. Whatever the hell that means. We already know, this is definitely happening. Take a look at Logitech's website. Rebranding's already started, even though they haven't even ripped off the Blue emblem from the microphone yet. Why Logitech is doing this? No one really knows. More than likely, Logitech simply just had to decide to choose between Blue and Yeti, and I guess Yeti had a little bit more of a ring to it. Got a story no one else is listening, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Well, your new show host, yes, me, going for a little R&R over the weekend. It's actually a long weekend in my neck of the woods. So my apologies, there won't be a weekend show for our Patreon supporters. Promise I'll make it up to you. And there also won't be a Monday show as it is a holiday in my neck of the woods. So the new show will be returning next week on Tuesday. In the meantime, you can catch up on our past episodes over there at britishtechnetwork.com. And while you're doing that, don't forget to check out the latest Mac show and big shows over there as well. Of course, you can follow the BTN Network on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And join the community at our Slack room at britishtech.slack.com. Now the news show, we'll see you back here on Tuesday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening over the weekend and, of course, Monday too. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday, a great weekend ahead, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting the news show.